Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
The beef cattle industry has been my career, and I hope to see you April 23rd, 24th at the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you. You know, markets, genetics, life, profit, and stress-free cattle handling will all be on the agenda. Learn from the industry's leading experts like Temple Grandin and Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert. Register now at 806-323-9114. 323-9114. 323-9114.
Well, cattle futures were all over the board today. April feeders were 145, 30 down 37, about 10 off their lows. May's down 37. August were up 47 at 160, 67. So kind of the tail of two markets here with the spring months down and then the summer and fall months all higher. We did make new contract highs out there with September feeders went today up to 162 even, which was up 70 cents and high, the highest level that contract has touched. Back on April 3rd, it was 155. 35 was the low, so we've pretty much gone straight up since that time. So roughly $7 or so rally here in the past 14 trading days. So pretty good rally here. It's not quite overbought yet. RSIs are still below the overbought areas. Live cattle were lower on April, down 10 at 127.05. Looks like we did get some 126 and 127 cash trade, 126 in Texas and 127 on the Fed Cattle Exchange. So that brought a little bit of positive momentum here, being higher in the south. And box beef also continues to move higher. It was up 55 cents on choice at 232.60. Select up 10 cents at 220.05. And then the hog market today finished slightly lower, down about 20 to a dollar.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
The grain futures market was mixed today. We had Chicago wheat up about 2 cents, Kansas City wheat up 2 to 4 cents, which put July wheat at 427. That was 5 off the lows, up 4.5 cents. It did make new contract lows yesterday afternoon, and then pretty much traded higher all night and even through today's session. But it went through 427, which was the previous contract low, so brought out some more additional managed money, index, trend following type funds, selling it. Here at these levels, we're still below all the critical moving averages, and we're still not oversold either. The relative strength index is about 37, so just looking at that, it could still move lower solely based on it not being oversold yet. Corn was down a penny, and beans were really the weakest contract on the board today. November beans closed down 9 cents at $9.12. The cotton market was 30 to 50 cents higher here, put December at 77.41. On the technical front, looks like we're kind of aiming for that 78.60 level, which was the high back in November. That would be the kind of the next resistance here. Of course, we haven't even gone through the high from 4 days ago on the 12th, which was 77.75. So pretty close to that, and it looks like if we go through that, we could go up another penny. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.